you wonderfully. Remain serving with your blessing, Father. We give you glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Once again, we are gathered to your feet, bless us, Father. Speak to our heart, O God. Minister to our needs, Father. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And you do our.
Praise the Lord.
And you do our.
Bury the Bible so that you can see them.
Ejeta Sibibeliwa.
You can see them so that you can.
Ejeta Jobo.
No, let's do that Bible.
Skako Kabibeliwa Kato Jobo.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. It's better that. We are reading the book of Psalm 81.
Aka Iwe Psalm Oriko Kaleni Ogori.
91.
Okay, Oriko Kaleni Adoro.
The 11 to 15.
That year, second kala day, you kala. Day, kai, you share, do you?
Psalm 81.
You only have it, only kokande ni adoro.
Verses 11 to 15.
Ese kokala day, ese ke do you?
Praise the Lord.
And you are.
For he shall give his angel charge over thee. To keep it in all their ways.
Because
of time. They shall bear thee up in their hands, let thou die thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on their feet. Because he has set his love on me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and I honor him. Let's take the other one, just shortly. Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. Verses 8 to 10. And the Lord said to Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on all the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fear God and eschew evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doeth Job fear thee for naught? Had not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all thy heart on every side? Thou hast blessed his work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he had, and he will cause thee to your face." And the Lord, I suppose to end at 10 now. "Had not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he had on every side? Has blessed the work of his hand and his substance in increasing life." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We can sit down. God bless you. I want to thank you for listening to me in the morning.
Would you perform a fancy for me new bro?
And the pastor gave me opportunity to preach at his pulpit.
At the for me that you are
the pastor.
At your job.
Give me opportunity to preach it on his pulpit.
At your vanity to track the for me that you are suit.
Even when it's not around. When it's not around. Praise the Lord. Thank God, brother Samuel.
Yes,
then, pastor. Taking care of Mrs. Icom.
Let me
be able to preach the gospel here. God bless all his ministry, all the ministry of brothers.
Wonderful.
Yes. When the church is fed by the world, you know. And that shows that the ministers are preaching the word.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May God strengthen them more and more for us. I want to thank the family of Adeomi. Who's hosting me in the absence of the pastor.
Taking
very good care of me. When I came yesterday afternoon, Adeomi was not around. So the pastor's wife said I should come and stay for a while with her. And they were giving very good food as usual. That's the mother, brother. It's a mother. Yeah, let's clap for the Lord. We talk about the delay, Abraham, when he can find Yahweh.
You know the God said they are always at the background.
Say my prayer, Yahweh, Yahweh, what can my wife need you?
Background.
You want my wife? I want your wife.
You talk so much about the pastor. You talk so much about the pastor. We talk so much about the pastor.
I'm not sure what they call you.
You talk about the wife, the background.
Yahweh, the one who has just come back.
And he's the one that is ruling in prayer, take care of the ministry of God, encouraging him when he's down. Shall we try once again? God bless our sister. God strengthen her. Praise the Lord. We need people like that. Can support ministers of God. Prayer. By encouragement. Everything. The sir, you see the pastor performing, achieving is the wife. Yeah, that was what I said. God bless you. I have so many friends here, I couldn't mention their names. So many of them. But not to mention, we're not going to finish. List of them. Praise the Lord. I'm still going to go to other places in Ibadan, churches, other churches. Let's say we're in churches. Between this, between March and April. So be praying for me. God bless you. I confess your prayers. So I want to observe all my friends. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
You
have just limited this evening. See afternoon, this afternoon. Just like a jara. Praise the Lord.
You
are speaking on angels and guards. Angels and
guards.
We are talking the morning about God lavishing blessing upon his children. That's the one that's coming in the future. This one now. This thing is too mysterious. It's too mysterious. You will see when the men begin to grow up. God sent angels to guide every of his child. Not one angel. I've not seen a God like this before. So make sure that he secure you. Nothing happens to you. From health to glory. Then the God we are serving. You don't need to bother yourself, worry yourself. We are going to see how you position angels in your homes. Not a fable. How you position angels on our way when we are going on the way. How when you come to services like this, angels come down. You say, I cannot see the angels. But you feel it. Do you feel it? All your amen, hallelujah. All your jumping and jumping. All your joy in your heart. It's the angels inspiring you. Sorry, I'm very sorry. Very sorry, I'm becoming so okay. Can you see here? Praise the Lord. Let's take for example from where we read. Just briefly. In Psalm 91. Look at what he's saying there before we go on. Verse 11. He said, for he shall give his angel charge over you. To keep in all thy ways. Can you see that? All thy ways. Oh, he said all. And he said, they shall bear thee up in their hands. Let that dad foot again a stone. Where is the sinner man? Where is the sinner man? What are you still doing with your sin? Why don't come to the gospel? Come to the kingdom. You and God, they always the fear. People in the world, they fear. When they have money, that's the worst.
when they have money, when they have big money. They go to Balawo. They go to secure their life.
They will go to Abadist.
Because you don't have security. They will go and take police and security. Soldier security. Sometimes the soldier and the police already kill them. Because no security is in the world. The only security is in Christ Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
You don't need to fear nothing. You don't need to fear nothing. When you get the Holy Ghost, no fear. But when you go on missionary journey, when you go on missionary journey sometimes,
sometimes
I will be stranded. I don't even care. I've left it by beside the road before in the police station. I don't know care if he's watching over you. Praise the Lord. This is the need to fear. Fear for what? Thank you. Sorry for that phone. Praise the Lord. Those are tread upon lion and harder. The young lion, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on thee. Every power of darkness on your face. You got to believe it. You got to claim it.
They're
going to be testimony now. We're not living today. We all live in
summer.
We left this testimony for the time being. Let's make the greater testimony, which is the word. Praise the Lord. Because he has set his love upon you. Love upon you. Love me. Therefore, will I deliver him? I will set him on high. Because I know my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. What trouble do you have? I know God will go to I will be with him in trouble. Praise the Lord. Psalm 91 verse 15. Yes. Psalm 91 verse 15. So much assurance. I will deliver him and honor him. Praise the Lord. He was talking about Job. When God was making a pride of Job. When God was making Yanga of Job. Satan said, how will he not serve you? He said, you make a hedge around you. Hedge of what? Of war. Stone wall. Hedge of stone wall. Angels! Around him. Around his house. Everything has. Yes, of fear. Praise the Lord. Let's start with this quote. God has great things for his children. The love is unequitable. It's unequitable. Praise the Lord. Jehovah Jireh 58:01-27.
Jehovah Jireh kolon apopo ikeji din ni ogota
58:01, that's the date. 58:01-27.
Apopo okay.
58 date.
Okay, but won wa tu e leji o
28:01-27. I want to take you from paragraph 31, just a paragraph. Yes, that's one. If somebody has meant to fear, is a Christian. Praise the Lord. When he says he make a hedge around Job,
Is it only Job? Every of his child, he make an edge around them. When your children go to school, God goes with them. The angel goes with them. They may not be touched. They are untouchable. Don't to fear anything. God, do your part as a parent. Give the life for God to take care of. Look at when we are kids, as even children of unbelievers. When we are children, and our parents were not even believing. A lot of risk we take. He knew that this fellow is mine. He must not be lost or be injured that is going to affect his future. Remember, I said, when we are yet a sinner, he loves us. Can you see that? He watched over that soul. But I'm going to say that God watch over the gift. Yes, watch over the gift. In his ministers, in the prophets, and so forth and so on. Let me read. Many times and every time that a man never done anything, like watch anything, he walk alone with God. But we think we have to have some great something around us to secure us. The believer has that company of angels. Company of angels. Not just one angel. I'm bringing the prophet. And the Holy Spirit is encamping about them. The angels are encamped. They don't move. They stay right there with them. Those who fear the Lord, they watch everyone. Praise the Lord. Yes. When we are conscious of these things, our soul will be better. Our confidence in him will be more. Not every little thing we are running at that scatter. Little sickness. When the brother can remove that sickness, not even minister. When the wife can remove that sickness, that little boy. Can rebook, not move grow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go on. And I said here, I said my topic, angels at home. They are at our homes. Yes. But I say, angels stay in our homes. Let's see this one. The influence of one another. The influence of one another. Praise the Lord. Two ten thirteen. Okay, this here. Praise the Lord.
And you are.
But if you want the angel to visit your home, Abraham said that.
He
said, keep your house clean.
He
said, put your house in order. Let the world rule your house. Keep that one in that house. Praise the Lord.
And you
are. Yes. Paragraph 103.
Gbọ́dọ̀ àpapọ̀
That home is not like any other home, so that's your home. You are a Christian, you are a Christian. So that home is not a place to smoke cigarettes with your neighbor come to smoke cigarettes. It's not your home that somebody will come, say it's your daddy or whosoever, uncle, and will go and bring a bottle of beer and put on your table and say, daddy. It has to be clean. The other must be correct. Now this is what was that is correct in that home. Yes. Father or mother or nobody. If you are telling for the word of God, zero. When it comes to wrong, zero father or mother away. Because you are not standing for the word of God. You don't need to abuse them. No. Just tell daddy, daddy, do this so my don't tolerate smoking. No. That's all. Praise the Lord. But if you don't enjoy some nonsense in your home, because you are not standing, how can you just stay in the playground and drinking beer and smoking cigarettes? You say, I don't do it. Don't do it,
Tinker.
Your colleague comes to your home. Your colleague. Because it's a silent place. It's a silent place. You now put a light in the cigarette. And you are so low down, you cannot say, excuse me, or God, or whosoever. Praise the Lord. Somebody call your place of work. Somebody say, go and buy me a bottle of beer. You don't want to lose your job. What job? Which job? It's God that can retain that job for you. Not a compromising spirit. It's God that can retain that job for you. Not a compromising spirit. They are offering a bribe. Praise the Lord. You must stand for the Lord. And God wants somebody to stand for him. That he can behave to and confident in. Praise the Lord. Paragraph 3. You bless one another. Paragraph 3. Okay. Yes. He said, we are talking about the angels at home now. Then why, you know what? This is the reason. They are not conscious that there is truth. That's the truth. They are not conscious of God. They don't remember that the Bible says, angels of God, I encamp those that fear him. They don't only just come and visit them. Not just a visit. They don't just only come and visit them. They stick their tent down. They stick their tent down in your home. This is a Christian home. And angels of God are come about those that fear him. He says, they stay there day and night. They stay in that family Christian home day and night. They don't go to anywhere. Your property is secure. Your children are secure. Yes, sir. He made a hedge around Job. Round his house. All that he had. And the whole color brother sang that song. Hey, and the angels keep watch over me. Said all day and night. The angels keeping watch over me. But they, that's right. All day and night, the angel keeping watch over you. What manner of man are you to be? Blameless. Holy. Righteous. Standing for God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's God's security. Praise the Lord. Yeah, let's go on that one. Jesus at the door. This will give us confidence in what we are in God, the Lord we are serving. Not to fear. Sometimes you see people. They just begin to look for sons. Put on the front of the house.
You
wear a coco.
He
said, somebody said, if you don't put this thing, you're going to be a storm. You will look for.
All of this has been
nailed
on the cross.
To the cross. All our evil covenants. Praise the Lord. Yes. God will relieve the word the way you have said it. You got to believe the way he said it. You have to believe it. And that's faith. That's faith to believe what he has said. If he says, watch over me. Why do you have to bother? Why do you have to fear? Okay. Can you keep yourself? So can you keep your children? Can you keep your husband? Can you keep your wife? If you cannot keep them, why don't you release yourself to he that can keep you? Keep the whole family. Praise the Lord. Yes, you can't keep nobody. You cannot even keep yourself. So let God keep you by his providence. Praise the Lord. He has great providence for his children. And we have to accept the way he has done it. Praise the Lord. Jesus at the door. Okay, I think this is it. Jesus at the door. Paragraph 49. 58:05:39. Jesus at the door. 58:05:39. Paragraph 46. He keep watch over you. Well, when we sleep, that your family, you are dead temporarily. Who watches over you? Praise the Lord. The provision you have made for us is too much. All you need to do is faith to appropriate it. Yes. Faith to appropriate it. Alright. He's talking about Elijah here.
Also,
I said, what about Elijah, that daughter? That day when they woke up in the morning, and the Syrians had surrounded them. The army had surrounded the city to come in and get Elijah. Because he was telling their secrets and so forth, and they hated him. And Gehazi woke up and said, oh my father, look here, the Syrians had the holy city surrounded, and we are in the middle of them. The boy was afraid. Because spiritual sight is not okay.
ti emi re ko ba bo si ye ko
wa. And Elijah, that old prophet.
Elisha,
that old prophet.
Elisha woli ogbo ni.
And raise up and rub his eyes.
O si dide o fowo boju re.
Sebede amon with us than with them.
Àwọn tó yí wa ká tó wà pẹ̀lú wa, ó ju àwọn tí wọ́n wò yìí lọ.
He has to look around and said, I don't see nothing, nobody, but just you and I.
Èmi àti ìwọ nìkan ni èmi ò rélò mìíràn.
We need a spiritual sight.
O nílò àwẹ̀.
Of faith in God's word.
Ojú ẹ̀mí nínú ọ̀fẹ́ mi gbàgbọ́ nínú ọ̀rọ̀.
Faith in God's word.
Ìgbàgbọ́ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
When he said anything, you grab it.
Tó bá sọ ohunkóhun, ó dì mú sisi.
And he said, go open the boy's eyes. God should open the boy's eyes. And when his eyes come open, round about old prophets stood angels of fire. And chariot of fire. But they, by the millions. Praise the Lord. Now the old man was not afraid. Because they see more than so many people. The Ephesians and what of you, they are spiritual. So why they are not bothered? They have seen things. They have seen God. God met with them. He speaks to them almost on a daily basis. Look at the prophets. So bold, can definitely say, when I speak, when I give a vision, it cannot fail. The challenge is about that people have seen any of my vision that have failed. Come and tell me. Praise the Lord. The confidence. Yes. God made a prophet. Eagles, the special being.
Ọlọ́run dá àwọn wòlíì rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹyẹ ẹ̀dì, wọ́n jẹ́ ẹ̀dá ẹ̀dá tó yàtọ̀.
Praise the Lord.
Àkànṣe ẹ̀dá ni wọ́n, ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
But well, let me, because of time, because I'm.
Nítorí àkókò.
Wọ́n ń tọ́ka angels on our ways.
Abẹ́sọ̀ lórí àwọn angẹ́lì tí ó pè lórí.
When we go out on our journey.
Nígbà tí a bá ń rìnrìn àjò.
When I go to work.
Nígbà tí mo bá lọ bí
iṣẹ́. Anywhere you go to.
Gbogbo ibi tó bá lọ.
Sometimes there will be an accident between you and carry that thing or something. That might be likely to be.
But
it didn't happen. But what happened? But the angel stood between you and that accident. Yes. Because they have to follow when you go out. They have to secure you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when you go out, go with confidence. He said, the angel of the Lord, they watch over me day and night. He said, that is right.
Oh, Tony, ye.
Yeah, we don't have to worry anything. Praise the Lord. The angels on our way. When we go out, then where we are. So now you meet an evil fellow.
You
want to do evil.
The
angel is there. Yes. You keep your stand. You keep your stand in what God's word. God will take care of the rest
of you.
And the one part of it is that you may not be, your eye may not be able to see it. To see that this fellow is evil. But God is still working on the issue. Yes. Praise the Lord.
And you
are. That was a little story. That was a little occurrence the other time. Now location different. That woman used to be very tough. She was one controlling the husband.
The whole community know.
I felt like go on preach to them. But you know this little fear. So one day I summoned the courage. I went there. I knocked the door. The one who was going to answer the gate.
Oh, no down.
Who is there?
Hello,
he says me. He came.
o si wa.
And I said, I want to see daddy.
O ni mo fe ri
baba ni. Say you are welcome.
O ni e kaabo.
I was surprised.
Won ni enu ya won.
When you got to the house.
Won ni baba won tele.
Called the husband house.
Won la won pe oko.
I began to speak to the husband.
Won si be si ni poko.
After some minutes.
Le se ju die.
What can I offer you, daddy?
O ni daddy kini mo le fun yin o.
I said no, don't worry about anything.
I ma se yonu.
He went and brought a bottle of water.
O si lo mu iki omi.
I was being amazed. They said nobody can confront her in that community. She must not send anybody around the house. You will not send anybody around the house. So he brought the water. He brought the water. After the discussion, towards the end of the discussion, she brought four oranges.
He
said that there might be no. Take this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those things are not ordinary. They have not commonplace. God work on the issue. Praise the Lord. Influence. Do you believe these things? By your prophets? Brother said it. See 308:03. Is 308:03E. You can use it. Paragraph 82. His love is too much. His love is too much. You can't measure it. It's unmeasurable. It's unquantifiable. You just come in. That's all. You can enjoy the blessing of God. Yes, so much. Lavishing it. Praise the Lord. So many things are coming down because of time. I really want to go into some things. Praise the Lord. And remember, not only here, but when you are walking down the street, wherever you are, you that profess to be believers and fear the Lord. Remember, the angel of God are moving with you wherever you go. They watch everything you do. Every thought that goes through your mind, and they know all about you.
Okay,
therefore, we must be conscious of that. Be conscious of that. Christian friend, because of that, don't go to hot places of sin. Nonsense places. Some terrible party.
Now
you are going to. There's no way you are not going to be committed to. Not committing there. You watch where you go to. You are a special individual. You are a special individual. You are not just all. We are supernatural beings. Trash of the world. When you joke, you sit down in a place.
Where
they say they are having a party.
And
you come and have over you a beer. Are you supposed to be there to start with? Are you supposed to be there to start with? Praise the Lord. So we have to be conscious of this. Carry yourself carefully as a royal seed, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Nobody is walking in fury. To walk in the beauty. You don't have faith to get another job. Or to borrow company. All this unbelief. God can give a, if you stand for it, he can give you a better job. You have to stand for the work. You will be fearing. You have a Jebai. Praise the Lord. When you are in wrong place, I doubt your blessing. How can you get it? How can you get blessed in the how can we sing Zion song in the strange land? We condemn beer. We condemn tobacco. You're not helping them to produce it. An angel will come to your home.
Angel yo wa pele re wo.
Angel will lead you to the go to the city to the building.
Angel yo mo tele o yo du ojo ibi to tin poti.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
You got to make a stand for God.
Ajo gboro bu iduro re fun Olorun.
No matter what.
Bo ti wu kori.
When you stand for God, but God will stand for you.
Mo ni wi pe to ba duro fun Olorun. Dandan ni Olorun yo duro fun.
Yes sir.
Beni.
If you are afraid to stand for him, there's something wrong with your faith.
Ti e ba nbo lati duro fun Olorun.
You are a compromiser. You are a lot.
A lot, yeah.
He was in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, and in Sodom and Gomorrah.
And the sin of the place affects his soul.
It's
the sin of the place. The sin of the place affects his soul. Facts, facts.
Oh, ese luna, o munu bi okan re.
Praise the Lord. But you know, you can do nothing.
You
couldn't do nothing. Look at the first wrong move he made. When he prayed from
Abraham,
Abraham was telling him, take anywhere you want to take. He went and looked at the building that is well watered. Grass. But they not knowing that that place could be a place of fire to consume. Can you see that? And lost his wife as a pillar of assault. I have children by wrong move. Wrong move will give you some terrible experiences. Pray before you make any decision, pray to God. Seek God's face. You want to be left by the seat of God, anything you do. Yeah, if you cannot, you're going to crash.
And
you're going to be the church in problem.
Hey,
pray for me. My business. My wife. My husband. You do to consult God. Before you marry, whoever you marry. Before you start that job, you consult God.
He
didn't say go ahead and do it. Praise the Lord. Yes. You got to be sure what you are doing. We are supernatural elements. Living a supernatural life. A life forever, the Holy Ghost. In all our ways. In all our doings. In all our undertaking.
Show me a factory worker.
Show me a housewife. Show me a preacher.
They
want to do good. They want to come out fine. He said, let that fellow be a prayer warrior. And I will show you who will be successful.
Because
I cannot pray. So we hear the word. It's wonderful. You know that the prayer, your prayer will make a fire for that work to work on your soul.
No
wonder the way they are. Several years. They are lazy. Listen, prayer. Yes. Praise the Lord. The word is all encompassing. It's all encompassing. You cannot do one and leave the other.
So
we say, get the Holy Ghost. He said, you brother, you sister. You are looking for husband or wife. So when you get the Holy Ghost, it will lead you to your husband or your wife.
As a brother.
You see a sister.
Oh, the Arabian.
Look at her stature.
Oh, wait, Rore.
She's fat.
Oh, Riboseri.
Light complexion.
Oh, Gokupa.
Everything. He has gone to school.
Oh, Gokoloru. Yes.
Is that what the brand says you consider?
No wonder
marriage are crashing and collapsing.
I don't know.
Many believing churches.
No, I want a church. iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ìkan ni o.
You have to look for the criteria.
Àwọn àmúyẹ ara kọ́ ló yẹ kó wo.
Bọ́sẹ̀ ìdọ̀sìfìsọ́lẹ̀ sì ṣe bìlíbá.
Wò ní wípé jẹni náà só jẹ́ ọ̀tí obìnrin náà jẹ́
ọlọ́run. Àṣì God Holy Ghost.
Só ti lẹ́mìí mímọ́.
We are bypassing it today o.
Àwọn eléyìí a ti ń gbé sẹ́gbẹ́ kan lónìí o.
Holy Ghost lọ́jọ́ wà lẹ́nu mọ́
kọ́ ọ́ yìí.
Ó bọ̀ tí ó ti dàgbà.
Ó ti dàgbà.
Ó dàgbà.
She's old.
Praise the Lord. And we parents that we are supporting our children.
Àwa àwọn òbí náà dá sí tó ń ra àwọn ọmọ wa lọ́wọ́.
He said I want to marry.
Ó lóun fẹ́ lọ́kọ.
Well, girl or boy.
Àbí
you cannot ask your faith, you cannot ask your child faith, have you got Holy Ghost baptism? That's the criteria.
O lè bí ọmọ eléré jọ sọ ti lẹ́mìí mímọ́ àmúyẹlélé yìí.
Hẹ́! Parents are dodging their children.
Àwọn obìnrin àwọn òbí tó jẹ́ wípé àwọn gan ni wọ́n ń ran àwọn ọmọ wọn lọ́wọ́ láti ṣègbè.
That is bad.
Ti o da èyí burú
jẹ. Yes.
O burú gan.
If you don't have Holy Ghost, you cannot marry. That's what the Bible said.
Tó o bá lẹ́mìí mímọ́ o lè níyàwó.
Yes, that is standard.
Ohun tí wòlíì sọ lé léyìí.
When Brother Smith went to the prophet to ask for a friendship with Rebecca.
Nígbà tí arákùnrin Smith tó lọ bá wòlíì láti jẹ́ wà ní ìtọ́rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú Rebecca.
A Baptist man.
Èèyàn tó yí pé ìjọba ìjẹ́bọmi ló ń lọ.
But I said two of you, I may give two of you permission, but until you get the Holy Ghost, don't ever think of marriage.
Wòlíì ni mo lè fún ìméjèèjì mo lè fọwọ́ sí ṣùgbọ́n tí ẹ bá lẹ́mìí mímọ́ ẹ má ṣe ronú pẹ́ẹ́fẹ́ fẹ́ra yín sílé.
Sometimes the message is throw a challenge on us.
Ní ìgbà mìíràn iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ yìí ó máa ń fi ìpèníjà
sọ. A Baptist brother never heard about the message.
Ẹni tó jẹ́ pé arákùnrin tó ń lọ sí ìjọba Bàtísí kò tí ì gbọ́ nípa iṣẹ́
ìránṣẹ́. Never come to the message of the
hour. Kò tí ì wá sí iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́.
Never saw under the auspices of the prophet preaching.
Kò tí ẹ̀ tí ì gbọ́ wàásù
wòlíì. You had an instruction.
Ó kàn gbọ́ ìkìlọ̀.
And because he was faithful to that instruction.
Ìtọ́ni yìí.
He went and prayed.
Ó sì lọ gbàdúrà.
And got Holy Ghost.
Ó sì lẹ́mìí mímọ́.
Is there?
Ó wà bẹ́ẹ̀ o. Wọ́n ló wà bẹ́ẹ̀.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹyin Olúwa.
These are the things we are talking about.
Àwọn nǹkan tá à ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa rẹ̀
nílé. Just simple fundamental.
Ó kàn jẹ́ àwọn ìpìlẹ̀ àwọn nǹkan ìpìlẹ̀.
Somebody was telling me that tí ọmọ mi ò bá wá fẹ́yàwó message of the hour ṣé kò ní lọ́kọ̀ ní ṣe gbé ọ̀rọ̀ bú.
If my daughter or my son does not marry the message of the hour, will he or she not marry?
That's unbelief statement.
Ọ̀rọ̀ èdè ọ̀rọ̀ àìgbàgbọ́ leléyìí.
It's not a believer statement.
Kò ń ṣe ọ̀rọ̀
tó yẹ kó. A believer believe the whole world totally.
Jáde.
He can stand for it. He can die for it.
Ọgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run gbọ́.
Trash.
Ìranù.
Somebody came to see the daughter of a particular family.
Ẹnìkan ó wá bèrè ó wá sọ́dọ̀ ọmọbìnrin ìdílé kan.
The mother says she's not marry. That's not to do with that brother.
Ìyá rẹ̀ wá ní pé kòkòrò ọdún kankan ṣe pẹ̀lú
ọmọ. She wants somebody that has money.
Olówó ló fẹ́ fọmọ rẹ̀ fún.
Praise the Lord. Everybody will find his position o.
Ọgbọ́dọ̀ mú ìdúró
rẹ̀. The president of the house is a separator.
Iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ àtòkò yìí.
We don't need to bother ourselves at all about all those trash.
O gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ gbogbo ìranù
yìí. We preach it the way we can preach it in a raw way.
A lè wá tú rẹ̀.
Everybody fall in love.
Ó rí kọ́ńkálukú kó púpọ̀ rẹ̀ kó mú kó sin tó bá wù.
Till he has to accost ministers.
Títí tó fi wá ń torí
àwọn infantry to ministers.
Àwọn ìjọ ọlọ́gàn nítorí ìgbéyàwó tí wọ́n ń tàwọn ìṣẹ̀yọ.
And your daughter is now stagnant. No marriage, nothing, no husband for years.
Ẹ ọmọ rẹ obìnrin yìí ó wá wà lójú
kan náà. When you take a short cut, you are going to be in trouble.
Tó bá lọ la tó mú ọ̀nà tó rìn ọ̀nà àmìmọ̀kọ́rọ́ jí. Ó ní ìṣòro.
When you take a shot, don't be in trouble o.
Tó bá
no two ways about it.
Tó bá rìn bó ti yẹ kó rìn ìṣòro wà níjọwájú.
I may carry it forever.
Tó bá sì ti gbé o ti gbé
lu. O may carry it forever.
O lè gbé
títí láyé. Why don't you be patient a little and pray a little?
Kí ló dé tó lè ní sùúrù fúngbà díẹ̀ kó sì gbàdúrà fúngbà díẹ̀.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹyin Olúwa.
These things are dangerous.
Àwọn nǹkan yìí ó léwu gan.
You make a get to her to cut him away. Even nobody go to her again now.
Kò jẹ́ tó fẹ́ lọ bá a mọ̀.
The mother is standing and say until you get somebody that is rich.
ìyá ẹ̀ sí wà lórí ìdúró wípé a ní olówó
lọ́gbọ́dọ̀
fẹsẹ̀ nínú iṣẹ́ ìrìnṣẹ́ àkókò
yìí. Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
57:12-29. I'm reading from faith now. Faith, someone faith. 57:12-29.
Àwọn àṣù nínú àṣù lórí ìwàṣù ìgbàgbọ́.
Brother, he watches you everywhere you go.
Ó ní àníwọ́ mójútó ọ ní gbogbo
ibi. He ordained his angels to follow you.
Ó fún ara rẹ̀ ló yan àwọn angẹ́lì rẹ̀ pé kán mọ tẹ̀lé ọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí olórí jorí.
Yes, some in the home.
Àwọn kan wà nílé tí wọ́n dúró nílé.
Some follow you out.
Àwọn kan tẹ̀lé ọ káàkiri. Thank you, Lord.
Ah, Jesus, Father. He's too rich, brother. He's too rich.
Oh, Lord, God.
He's too much.
Oh, to put you. Olakawe.
57:12-29.
Apako Golo Edadini Ogota.
No, it's the date.
Okay. But you want to read it?
Okay, I got it now. 57:12-39, paragraph 46.
Apako Golo Edadini Ogota.
Praise the Lord. Okay, we're talking about Moses here. Moses. He was ready to go. After he met the pillar of fire. Talk with him face to face. Change his life. What we need today is a change of life. It's a spiritual encounter. When you are changed, that's the end of the matter. You will believe every word. You will stand for every word. You will proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus everywhere you go to. Nobody. No government. No husband. No wife. No neighbor. No parent. Take it from there. Because the Bible says more than life to us. It's not our raiment. It's not our job. It's not our husband and wife. It's not our children. The world. When they met the pillar of fire face to face. When Moses met the pillar of fire. When Moses met the pillar of fire. Then something took place. He was ready to go. He was ready to go. There was nothing to stop him. Though he had no army. Though his education was so not too good. Education was not good to him. But he couldn't fight. He had no sword. He didn't have any warrior. He didn't have any warrior. Any child to back him up. As far as the world knew. But he had come face to face with God. When Junior will say come face with God, his life will change. No more, see pornography they call it. I don't know what they call it. No Holy Ghost.
Didn't
come to church.
Nonsense.
Praise the Lord.
People
that have not met God. The other generation. The generation that served God was in the time of Joshua. And the elders that lived to see Joshua ministry. When Joshua went away and the elder went away, the other generation, their faith is zero. We Christians, we that are parents. We met God. He changed our lives. We have an encounter with God. These children now, we are just introducing God to them. We are right, just introducing God to them. We are introducing God to them. Sometimes they deceive us by religious spirits. No hearing. Long skirts. No bad cuts. Yes, they are not got Holy Ghost. Those things with faith. Pray them through to get the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Another generation. Another generation. We need work to do, brother and sister.
I need
to say that children. Your children have grown up. You need work to do. You need to pray for them. Be on your knees. Be on your knees. Be on your knees. Pray them through to the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, you're going to have a terrible situation with the children. All is that go to school. Go to secondary school. Go to university. Go to, where about God? Why don't show them why don't show them God? Why don't you put a time in the family? Why don't you put a time in the family? Praise the Lord. And who are the God, but he comes face to face with God. With an experience, who are these armored angels of all the eternity to stand behind him? Can you see that? And as Moses went his way, down with his wife, shadow of a little old moon. And a long whisker hanging down. Brown said, I believe that 10,000 times 10,000 air of angels. 10,000 times 10,000 of angels. Millions of angels. Rode along with him. Praise the Lord. On his way to Egypt. So God has met with him. He has to keep him. So me with the demand in Egypt. 10 of thousands of angels. Down those dusty roads with him.
He had an
experience. A young minister. Somebody not say ministry. Somebody not see a ministry. He said, "But you cannot come behind you with us. You get the Holy Ghost." Praise God. That's what he said. You can't give what you don't have. Why you give the Holy Ghost now? I'm telling you up in the gospel. Then you have something to say to the church. Yeah, maybe one word or two, it doesn't matter. I look at the church, that's all. What do we see today? Men without the Holy Ghost. Mounting behind the pulpit. Because the message of the house is liberty. It's a liberty word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But no wonder I can see the carcass of ministers, lay members along the path to glory, because they did not enter it correctly. We have to enter it correctly. We don't enter it correctly. Carcass falling on the way. Praise the Lord. Let's take this one. Okay. Let's see this. Queen of Sheba.
Ayaba Sheba. Arakunrewa Akinkabo.
Queen of Sheba.
Ayaba Sheba.
580107.
Okay,
I got it. Praise the Lord. Angels of God going with us on our way. Now, the Bible says if you are to speak to in a particular place, to speak to somebody. The Bible. So don't even think what to talk, what to say. Said the only way you give you auction to speak. Praise the Lord.
And you
He goes with us on our ways. He goes with us on our ways. Paragraph
39.
39. I went to pray to a boy that was not easy man. He has been mad for years. When I got there, he was a real wild, mad fellow. Praise the Lord. I told the mother, I'm going to come and pray for you. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. The mother was saying that it could be very harmful. I said, don't worry about that. Praise the Lord. She never even invited me. I just option to go there. Praise the Lord. When I got there, I was talking to the mother. The mother was telling me that she should be very careful. She could be very wise.
On
this and that, you can hold it. I said, Mama, you don't need to worry about that. He said, one, the pastor came, he slapped the pastor. Praise the Lord. I said, Mama, don't worry about that. She was worried and was expressing her unbelief. I said, Mama, you know you have enough
faith.
No, you don't have enough
faith.
Only there. Along the line, the man came. Who are you? Bully me, who are you? Why do you come here? Want to steal my mother away?
Say,
calm down. Bring your Bible here to preach here. Go and go to other places. I was just looking at you. I said, hold on. No, I'm not going to hold on. Hold on, I didn't want to come here. He was just bullying and shouting. I never was moved. The woman has stopped and spoiled the show. If she has cooperated with the woman, the mother, she is cooperated with me. And now people like that our mother will pray for. There are no people like that we pray for in the past. I don't know people like that we pray for in the past.
Ije o wa si awon eyan be ti a ti gbadura fun seyin.
But the woman will not cooperate.
Sugbon iya re ko fowo so wo
ko. Faith was low.
Igbagbo re kere.
Guys, start to be going now.
Oni jade jo.
Start to be going now.
Ya ma lo.
Was he the wild?
Oh, o je ranagan.
Mama told me I've been like that for 15 years.
Iya re ni bo si wa nu fun bi odun me.
My wife told me.
Won ni yawo awon so ma n pe bo si wa nu fun bi odun me to fun.
Praise the Lord.
Won
ni o. Sugbon when I see that no faith. No faith. Your mother is there polluted with unbelief. Praise the Lord. I have to leave. We're following you up. We're following you up and say, go away. Go away. Go
away.
He said the angel encountered that fear him. I was praying for one boy, one man the other time like that. Somebody can say, be careful when you pray for that man. Is he mad though? You are praying. You are closing your eyes. Unbelievers. He's a minister preacher. They don't even believe. When I love faith, the man of Gadara. He just came out of him. And by the power that Christ had, he gave to the bride. He gave to the church. What he has done exactly, he said, we are going to do the same.
You
have to take it by faith and go ahead and do something for the kingdom. I left the place. He didn't slap my face as he did it to the pastor. He didn't. He didn't slap my face as he did it to the pastor. You couldn't do it. Praise the Lord. All right, 46 B.A. now. They are on our way. The angels died on our way. Praise the Lord. We are talking about the Queen of Sheba. Rabban was talking about Queen of Sheba.
Ayaba Sheba.
Rabban is talking about Queen of Sheba.
Oni soro nipa Ayaba Sheba.
How he made up our mind to see the wisdom of Solomon.
Bi o se mu okan re lati ri ogbon Solomon.
And by that, when she went to our priest, the priest turned her down.
Oni wi pe nigba to lo ba alifa re, ja kule.
Say she didn't go. If there's going to be a program like that, supposed to be in their priest arena. The idol area.
No one
was determined to go.
And
she left.
Oh, she
left. You know what I'm saying? She had to cross the desert.
Oh Lord, only near did you.
So away she took.
You
that is a coward to be determined to serve the Lord.
Coward.
This one was an idol worshiper. But an idol worshiper. But then to see the wisdom of Solomon. He has so much news about that kingdom. About Solomon and his wisdom. And he has to go through a dangerous caravan route. He has to go through a dangerous caravan route. So she was here. Now if you are determined and it's for the right, God will make a way. Afterwards, we see the camels across the desert. So many of that are
yes.
That is the entourage of Queen of Sheba. The poor little woman sat up there and the desert wind are blowing. Her lips patched. In the desert, there's the dryness, there's thirsty and want of it. But her eyes were set towards God. Though camels are stumbling along the road with a little bitty army of guards she had, you are tired. Camels were tired. Long distance, 3 months journey. Praise the Lord. Mention that. You said, which the great desert full of Ishmaelites. That were white people. Very wild indeed. They were robbers and thieves on the caravan. They rob people there every now and then of their property. Sometimes they kill them. But anyone was determined. When you are determined to do something for God, God must make a way. Says the prophet. He was determined to see the glory of God in Solomon's kingdom. The great desert full of Ishmaelites who have took him in a moment, will have killed him in a moment, and the guards. But the heart was set. If there is a Jehovah God, he is making himself known. I want to be his servant. I want to see his servant. Look at this. He said, there it is. He said, don't you worry. There was a 10,000 times, 10,000 of angels marching along with her. House of Cornelius.
He
never went to church before.
While
the Peter was just speaking,
Holy
Ghost was there. This man was an idol worshiper. This one was an idol worshiper. Why was in that position? Because her heart was set ablaze to look for the Jehovah of Israel. Why did I not even find Solomon? I not even repent of her sin. God said, thousands of angels to follow her. Where are you? Praise the Lord. Thousands of angel follower. To make sure that this one is not hurt on the way. Because her heart was set to see the glory of God in Israel. Praise the Lord. But if there wasn't an arrow, could fly by night, or the terror of the night, or the arrow by day, arrow offer, that could ever touch her. Can you see that? Can you ever touch her? Because she was still uncomforted, though. But she made her mind to go and see the wisdom of Solomon. And God recognized that in heaven. And send the angels down. Because he was seeking for him with a true heart. Who is seeking God throughout this afternoon? Seek God determinately, diligently. I must seek God. He must speak to me. He must bless me. He must take me. Thank you for the projection. Praise the Lord. Let's call all of you. Let's take it quickly now. I don't even know the time limit. Angels in our church services. I just take two and then we go. Praise the Lord. Sir, be of good cheer. That's the psalm. Sir, be of good cheer.
Alagba, Alagba, Mokanle.
Praise the Lord. Yes. He's so kind-hearted God to make his angel to guide us. To watch over us. To take care of us. Because Satan was quoting to Christ sometimes. Satan was quoting to Christ sometimes. Okay. Sir, be of good cheer. Paragraph 19. We need to have our faith in God's word. If we don't, we are going to be defeated. His faith can hold you up. Faith that can hold you up. Anything he says, a true believer anchor in it. A true believer anchor in whatever he says. Angels in our church services. And I pray that you send the Holy Spirit. The immortal angels from the celestial realms of glory. And may they take their position tonight at every row of the building. Praise the Lord. Are they here this afternoon? Are they here in the morning? Are they in the Sunday school? Yes! The prophet said so. We can feel it. We can feel it. We have a sixth sense of feeling. Praise the Lord. But then in the balcony, on the floor, on the platform, may they speak to the people's heart as messengers.
But the ministry spirit, ministry spirit sent from the presence of God,
said
they are sent to the services to stir our heart up.
To
stir our heart up.
Make
us to believe.
What
God is saying.
They
are ministry spirits.
Sent
from the presence of God.
To assist us.
There's a book that I could have looked for. When a preacher man is preaching, thousands of angels are on the pulpit. Thousands of angels. Praise the Lord. Anything our brother said, you should believe.
Ogbogbo ti wo ni wa ba so, a gbodo gbagbo.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
The last sorry, I'm very sorry. The last one, I'm going to read because I think I've overused my time. I'm very sorry. Rasam, I'm very sorry. The last one, you have to negate all that because I don't want to violate the rules of the job. Okay? I've forgotten what exactly the time limit was. Alright, the last one, 0803 influence.
I will call say
paragraph 80.
Apapogolo ọgọrin.
These things help us to believe God.
Ẹ ti rí ìdí agbọdọ̀ pẹ̀lọ́run gbọ́.
To secure us.
Láti dáàbò bò wá.
To have confidence in him.
Ká ní ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé nínú rẹ̀.
We don't have anything to fear.
Ká ò nílò láti bẹ̀rù
ogun. He is secure by his word. Nothing can happen to you. Nothing can happen to you. Praise the Lord. Yes, nothing can happen to you. We make sure you get it from hell to glory.
He
can't be defeated.
Whether
he cannot save you today and lose you tomorrow. No. He's a good businessman. When he saved a man, he saved him completely. He saved him eternally. And God is always present. God is always present. We could only remember that the angel of the Lord are encamped about those who fear him.
But
in this building tonight,
he
said in this building tonight, this afternoon, but in this building this afternoon, okay, but this host of angels, thousands of them gather around.
Now,
you are not even up to 500, are we? Are we up to 500? He said, thousands of angels are around. When they are here, you don't see them, but you can feel their influence of them, telling you that they are here. But then if that isn't so, then the scripture isn't so. Can you see that? Can you see the back up of Abraham? If that isn't so, then the scripture isn't so. And if the scripture isn't so, then God isn't right. Can God be wrong? No way! And if the spirit isn't right, then God isn't right. The Bible said the angels of God are in camp. They don't leave, they stay near those who fear him. God bless you. God reward your labor of love. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Sorry, please. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be thy name. Of the Lord. Oh, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Words.
Angels and God. And we have had so many quotes read to us from the prophet. That is to take away fear from anyone, to give us confidence, to give us assurance in our God, who made a promise that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. In whichever situation that one may be, God is there with us. We had it read that their angels are present in the services. They sit on every row. They cover the balcony.
In
the pulpit. Everywhere. These are the words of the prophet himself that we have just had read
unto
us. Those words are not for fun. They are said because that is the truth.
The
prophet said, wherever this message is re-echoed,
in the spirit,
said the pillar of fire will be there
in that sense.
Pillar of fire is here this evening.
Èyí túmọ̀ sí wípé ọwọ́ iná wà níbí ní ọ̀sán yìí.
Looking at the heart of each.
Tí ó ń wo ọkàn olórí jorí.
Looking at the needs of individuals.
Tí ó ń wo ohun tí olórí korí tó nílò.
Just one condition.
Ipò kan péré.
Is to be met by anyone.
Òun ni olórí jorí nílò láti wà nípò.
If thou canst believe.
Tí ìwọ bá kàn sáà kíkíkí a wípé kí wọ́n sá ti gbàgbọ́ wípé iṣẹ́ ohun gbogbo.
All things.
Ohun gbogbo.
Are possible to them that believe.
Ni ó ṣeéṣe fún àwọn tí ó gbàgbọ́.
Jesus told those that are lepers that say they want to mend the blind that want to see. The blind people.
Àwọn afọ́jú.
Jesus asked them a question.
Jesus bi won lere.
Do you believe I can do this? They say yes. Then be it unto you according to
you.
So you that have had those quotations
read,
and you have a request, and you have a need, do you believe that God can meet your own
need?
Do you think that those quotations are applicable to you? Or it is just for the prophet and those that he physically minister to? If you believe, there was God that commanded these things to be stored, and it's from the store that it was read back to us. If you can put yourself inside that promise without any doubt, then Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then you go with the substance of your
request.
As you offer this word of prayer unto God, if you have any need,
and
you want God to remember you
with,
based on what you have heard, will you signify them by raising up your hand to God? Only believe. All things are possible. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the privilege to sit again at your feet this afternoon, so evening, Lord, to learn more of you. Lord, with this title your servant gave, angels on guard, Lord, the scripture confirm it. Lord, several quotations from your prophet, the messenger that you sent to our generation, has confirmed the same. And Lord, it has went further to say, though we don't see them with our naked eyes, but we feel their influence, we feel the impact. Lord, we know that we come into an atmosphere, that we have some feelings that we don't have when we are normally discussing other things. Lord Jesus, since, O God, that has proven to us your presence, and we believe that truly you are present, and Lord, we are presenting unto you our different needs and desires, by the uplifted hands, Father, we pray, dear God, that thou, Almighty God, is not a disappointment. When you make a promise, you back it up with your presence. Lord, look at the hands and the request behind them and those at the altar. Master Jesus, may you confirm the request of each person. Whatsoever each one is in need of, may you confirm it, Heavenly Father. We pray that the pillar of fire, the angel of the Almighty God, will go with every one of us to our homes to confirm these blessings unto us. Let it be, eternal Father. Take away doubt. Take away unbelief. Take away fear. Take away anything that is of Satan, dear God. Plant assurance in our heart. Plant confidence in our heart. Let the Holy Spirit be the one that will minister to our hearts. Oh, Father, Lord, positive, oh God, expectations to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, Father. If there are sicknesses in this audience, by the authority of the word of the living God, we charge every demon in the name of Jesus Christ to leave the people of God. Lord, if there are people listening also on tape, oh God, in this same message, and they have listened to the quotations of the prophet, by the same authority of the Holy Spirit, we charge the devil to leave your children in the name of Jesus Christ. Give unto each person, Lord, substance of, oh God, their request. Let there be testimonies, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, the seekers of the Holy Ghost, may these things go with them, dear Father. Those that are looking unto you for one thing or the other, may the grace of God follow them with this, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Your servant that you have used wonderfully today, both this morning and this evening, afternoon, so evening, we ask you bless him, dear Father. Lift all the honor of his ministry. And Lord, continue to make use of him as a channel of blessing to your people wherever you go, dear Lord. When he will be traveling back, you brought him safely, take him back safely, dear Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you, King of Glory. Very soon we will dismiss to go back to our homes. We pray that you go with us, Father. Thank you for bringing your servant from Bakatari. Lord, we ask that the blessing you have blessed your children there may be permanent with them, Father. Our pastor in Benin City, Lord, we pray that you continue to be his strength. The rest of the journey ahead of him, may you go with him. May you bless him, Father, and make him a channel of blessing. The week that we are starting today is in your hand. Lord, when is it when the meetings that have been announced, Lord, will commence?
We pray you be with your servant. Prepare him, dear Father. Inspire and anoint him. Give him strength, dear Lord. Lord, throughout the meetings, may there be showers of blessings. Let him be King of glory. Make a way for your children, O Lord, to be able to attend all the services, Father. May the blessings never elude anyone, Lord. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. The ministers' meeting that will take place Thursday and Friday this week, we pray that you preside over it yourself. All that we will discuss may promote your kingdom. May further the ministries of your servants, dear Lord. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all. Lord, and those that we have made use of today, whether interpreters, whether sound leaders, users of instruments, those with the engine, the computer people, the engine people, the musicians, those in the broadcasting room, in whichever way we are used of people, the deacons and the trustees, usher everyone and their posts of duty, may you bless them in return, dear Father. The teachers of Sunday school, may you bless everyone, dear Father. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions. Also, I've asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for the services, both morning and this afternoon, so evening. Yeah, the title of the sermon in the morning, if you people have not forgotten, is future home. And as the minister have said, it's a very lengthy sermon, which just speak a few paragraphs from there as he feel it. And no, we are just, it's not long we had it here, a long teaching. We also still have the sermon with us, we can still refresh our memory too. God bless you all. This evening is just fresh now, you know, it's just fresh, the evening sermon is just fresh now.
Angels
may the Lord increase our faith. God bless you richly. Yeah, the announcement we have made about the meetings that will commence on Wednesday, let's take note.
If you lot ya ti so nipa ipade ti o bere ni ojoru, e je ka focus.
This Friday should have been the breaking of bread before, but it will not take place now because of the minister's meeting.
It's next week.
Oh, it's next week. Oh, yes, it's true. It's next week. It will not happen because it's a special meeting period. We have announced it as special meetings. I know that some of us will not follow the dates. We will put the date again in the group. Wednesday 18th, Sunday 22nd, Wednesday 25th, Friday 27th, Sunday 29th, and then Wednesday 1st of April. Alright. Yeah, I was just reminded, we read, or the pastor made an announcement before he traveled. Pastor Simon Peter Oladejo. He sent an invitation to the church that on the 26th of this March, which is Thursday, next week now, next week Thursday, there is going to be like memorial for the father and the mother in their company. I think maybe by Wednesday we'll have the something on the both of them are Muslim, quite all right. The father and the mother, they are Muslim. Both of them have passed on. Both of them have been buried. In this place, if you don't gather people to whatsoever, they believe you have not done burial. So Pastor Simon desire the brethren that can have time to come so that we have some people that can identify with in their compound. The address will be placed both in the group and the
whatsoever.
If there is quite a number of brethren, they can have a little small fellowship, just like we have small at the MS place yesterday. Just small clapping of hand and then one statement or two. No. God bless you. And as I said, the Easter meetings will take place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Easter,
of the first week of April, immediately after the meetings of
Friday evening.
After Bra Adewumi's meetings. And after the meetings, himself will travel to Benin City for Easter services. Yeah, for now, Pastor is still in this middle bed. He hoped to get to Ibadan before traveling to Kaduna for the Easter meetings. But now, whether he'll be able to be in any service, that is what we cannot say now. But let's keep him in prayers. Let's also pray for Brother Wumi for the meetings. And let's pray for ourselves also. And myself, from the minister's meeting, like I've said, I'll be traveling to Ekuma from there to Sapele. Let's remember the adorers in prayer, Brother Clement for
perfectness.
Well, a brother met me in the afternoon.
I said,
Pastor, I've traveled. You too, you are also.
Yeah,
I said, well, these things have been
there.
Yeah, the meetings, the one of Ekuma has been since December. They've requested for it. And that of Sapele has been since January. It has also been arranged. So he only collided. But Baba is around. Baba is around. The evangelist himself. Now I'm talking of Baba. He will stand in for the pastor and myself when I travel. So you can always meet him for anything. I'm not saying for money. For spiritual counseling.
Our gas has finished.
May the Lord be our help. So we want to thank Royal Lekan for coming.
I fed you fellow Arakuni Lekan for we want.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
We appreciate your coming. And we have received the blessings. And we trust that you will hear testimonies from the
saints.
Our prayers are with you as you continue your missionary journey. May the Lord be. May the Lord be your blessing. God bless you. And if you happen to get back to your family in Ife, our greetings to them.
Because,
one of the daughters is here in the school here. Yes, she was in the service in the morning. But she's gone back to school now. So part of the family is here, while the others are other places. God bless you all. May it's coming gladden our hearts. We traveling, we convert your prayers. It's all that the Lord will grant you that we meet in peace. Shall we rise? Bernard, please, this sermon, you can please give to Bernard. God be with you till we meet again.
Olorun yo wa pelu yin titi ta o fi pade lekan si.
2-2-1, right?
Oluwa yo wa pelu yin ti.
oh.